Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Second down and goal. Herbert in the gun. Gives it off inside to Hampton. Hampton shreds blue shirts and skitters into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. And it'll be a lump of coal in the Cowboys' stocking, at least for now.
The Cowboys drop the home finale today to the Chargers, 34-17. They'll finish 4-3-1 on the year here at AT&T Stadium after they were shut out in the second half by the Chargers. Amarian Hampton with that 5-yard run there with just over 2 minutes to go sealed the deal and put the Chargers up 34-17. Had some opportunities, did get a couple of stops on defense, but offensively, 1-for-3 on fourth down.
Those
were big. They had some self-inflicted wounds. The hold on Tyler Smith that took away a touchdown to Ryan Flannoy. They settle for a field goal. They get down. It's third and 5 at the Charger 20. CeeDee Lamb ended up getting called for a false start. Now it's 3rd and 10. They end up not getting the 4th down on that drive. So, you know, certainly not good enough on offense, but defensively another game where the pass rush fails to do anything.
Yeah.
And this was a Chargers team that allowed the most sacks in the league coming in. And you didn't get a single sack. I mean, I think Justin Herbert's been sacked at least one time in every single game this year.
Didn't you have a sack, though, with our defensive tackle?
They did not count that as a sack.
So
that was
Kenny,
not credited
Kenny
as
Clark
a sack
did,
to Kenny Clark. I guess he got beyond the line of scrimmage.
Okay. So that would just be a tackle for a gain of one.
Yep. So that that did not show up on the stat sheet, unfortunately, for Kenny. But 34-17, Cowboys lose to some. Hey, the loss could be the win if you're wanting to go for the draft position. But I know for the players and coaches in that locker room,
trying to win games,
not the result they wanted, is now they will have a losing season for back-to-back years, first time since the 2000s when you were working for the team that happened.
So wait a minute now. So that the chance to be your sixth You're 6-8-1.
You're 6-8-1.
So if you win the last two, you could be 8-8-1
with the tie.
Yeah,
I guess. Does that still count as 500?
Jason Garrett made a career going 8-8. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I kind of feel
we'll give it to him.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, no,
it's all right. You got the tie in there. You're fine. Did it, boys.
Hey, listen, you're absolutely right though. What's happened all year though, Zach, and we've talked about it on a weekly basis, is the defensively your inability, whether Matt Eberflus is upstairs or downstairs, it doesn't matter. You don't get enough pass rush. You sometimes get pressure. You really don't finish in the pocket.
No.
There were a couple different times where they had opportunities to get Herbert down on the ground. They were unable to do it. He's a powerful quarterback. He can run through some tackles. But for an offensive line that was down several starters.
And lost a left tackle during the game.
And lost their tackle in the game. That was as rough of a game rushing a passer as you'll see. And their quarterback's incredible. There's a reason why they're 11-4 right now. He does a lot of things to help them win games. His ability to avoid, his ability to keep his eyes down the field, his ability to scramble. He's as tough as they come, broken left hand. He's in there, running the football. That's what you have to have. This is a team that's very much the first half on defense, not very good for them. You know, if you look at where Dallas, it looked like one of these games where, who could get some stops, who could get one stop, and that might be the difference in this game. But I'll tell you what, from the 8-minute mark in the second till the end of that football game, the Chargers did a really, really nice job of containing Dallas. We really didn't see them make those plays that we saw earlier in the first two, three drives. First drive of the game was a beautiful drive. And, to get George Pickens involved the way they were able to do that, I was glad to see that. CeeDee Lamb kind of went quiet on you there. It's a really good football team. And Eric and I were talking about in the pregame that if you were to beat the Chargers, this would probably be the best win of an opponent you had this year. But unfortunately, though, the defense didn't hold up their part of the bargain, which has been a massive struggle all year long.
Yeah, I think it's the 10th time this year, just trying to count it on the fly,
that they've given up
30 or more points.
Yeah. Not going to win many games doing that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Ryan Broaddus here, AT&T Stadium, Miller Lite Field Club here. Post-game show brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use what the pros use, Jack Black is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. 34-17, Chargers improving to 11-4, as Brian mentioned. Cowboys now 6-8-1, and they finish 4-3-1 at home here at AT&T Stadium. They come out in the second half. They did hold the Chargers to a field goal. And you're thinking, okay, it's a touchdown game. Then you punt it right back. Well, Chargers go 3-and-out. They send it right back to you, and that's when the Cowboys had back-to-back drives where they go for it on fourth down. They're not able to get it. The big one, of course, it's fourth and down. It's fourth and one at the Chargers 16, and it was really fourth and inches. I mean, it was a play along the sidelines where George Pickens kind of double catches it, and he was very close to the stick. I don't know if maybe you wanted to go back and look at that, but hey, you dial it up, you hand it off to Hunter Lipke, and they get absolutely stuffed. And I know that, revisionist history will be, hey, a play call, should you have done something different? Should you have not given it to Hunter Lipke? Should you have just gone with a quarterback sneak? Could you do a little fake like J.J. McCarthy did to you last year where you're running around the other side? Maybe you give it to Turpin along the edge. I don't know, but that certainly was really the play that kind of tilted things.
I kind of felt like off that left side, there was some good momentum when you're talking about Smith and Bass over there blocking in, but on that particular play, not a lot of room for Hunter Lipke. It is basically a kind of a fullback blast at the line of scrimmage. There's not a lot of chance for Hunter Lipke to have any type of momentum. It's an offset eye. Dak just turns, hands it to him. You think they're maybe going to run the flip, which is one of those. All of a sudden you do the flip and you get stopped. You're like, why are you taking the ball away from the line of scrimmage? When a fourth down play doesn't work, there's a lot of things that go, well, they could have called this or they could have done that. We've seen Hunter Lipke take a handoff in a short distance and get 2-3 yards. So the thing, usually you see like Hunter Lipke can have some success doing that, but man, he just did not have enough momentum to get forward and get that first down, and that was big in this game.
No, it's huge. I mean, it's just as an offensive line, it's embarrassing when you get stood up like that at the point of attack on a fourth and inches situation. Because you're right. I mean, you and I were looking at each other up in the booth, and they changed some things. You don't have Tyler Guyton. Nate Thomas has been banged up, so right. They decide, you know what, we're going to play Tyler Smith at left tackle. Bass slides in there at left guard. I thought, especially in the first half, the offensive line was having a hell of a day. I mean, Dak's got all day to throw back there. They're moving the football well. Javonte Williams is popping off a couple of decent runs. But that was one where you've got to find a way to get a push for a yard. And unfortunately, now you're going to hindsight second-guess the play caller because it doesn't work.
Well, it's kind of really been the Cowboys' season really in one play. Yeah, in one play. That's the way it went. It's either you're going to get the first or you're going to give up the first. It's been a rough year. I mean, it's just been a rough year from, you know, when you feel like you have some momentum. And you mentioned it just from the jump, the CeeDee Lamb, the motion penalty, things happen to you down in the red zone, and you're like, gosh, I mean, you drive the ball 60, 70 yards, and you get down there, and all of a sudden you have a holding call, a motion call, a sack, a drop, an incomplete. I mean, heck, how about the time they hand the ball to damn Turpin? You know, or coming around the edge, and it's a one-on-one situation. You're thinking, Turpin make a move and go score, and he falls. And it's really kind of how this season has been for the Dallas Cowboys. There's been some promise. There's been also a lot of, along the way, just some really, really, really poor execution.
Yeah, it was, when your best players are some of the ones making the mistakes there, it hurts, and to get shut out. Now, I mean, Daniel Jeremiah did make the statement to you guys in the pregame where, you know, they'll hold their water a little bit. Jesse Minter will as a staff, and they'll kind of save some things. And I think you did see credit to the Chargers in the second half.
Yeah.
Defensively, they did some things that worked. But, again, you got to wonder.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
They lose a corner. They lose Dante Jackson.
Yeah.
What I mean, and I feel like we had this conversation a lot. Why do you stop taking shots down the field to Pickens? There were moments in that game where you felt like Pickens and Lamb were unguardable.
I wish I had a really good answer for you, because like we talk about during the week, we break down the offense and defense and talk about this is who I would attack, this is who I go after. And it just seems like to me things get lost along the way. And that's the sad thing is if you've got backup players in there, maybe the second or third guy, you got to take advantage of those situations. And this team has gone 16 weeks now of not taking advantage of personnel advantages that they could have during a game.
877-881-1053. That'll be the number to call, the number to text here on the official Pepsi postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys. 877-881-1053. A lot of texts coming in from the 682, from the 502. We know the defense is bad. Where was the offense? The onus needs to be on the offense. And to get shut out in the second half, I get it. You were keeping pace outside of the field goal that you had to settle for due to the holding call. You kept pace in the first half. All of a sudden, in the second half, they couldn't move the ball. And when they did, you fail on fourth down. You turn the football over. You had, of course, the Joe Milton fumble, but the game was pretty much done at that point. But they really suffocated the run in the second half. And I do the loss of Ryan Flannoy, I do think, was pretty big. I mean, Flannoy, and hopefully that knee injury is not serious, but he was having himself quite a first half. Should have had two touchdowns if it weren't for the holding call.
I feel like, though, when that play happened, it was the one where, you know, you see him.
When the fight happened.
Yeah, the fight happens. He gets bent up. I thought it was his ankle. I mean, he gets rolled up. Well, he's got his foot in the ground, and you see him go under that, and that ankle got bent pretty severely, and probably the knee was involved with it as well. You know, we all just hope for the best, but, man, he was playing really, really well for you at that time.
Yeah, you got to hope that's nothing serious. You lose to Marvin Overshown to a concussion. Diggs left the game, was banged up, came back in. Hopefully that's nothing moving forward either. But, you know, that's one of the things as you look throughout the remainder of the year, and now you're eliminated after the Eagles win yesterday. You knew you were, of course, coming into tonight. Eagles break that streak of 20 years without a repeat winner in the NFC East. But I get wanting to establish culture. And these are professional athletes, and you want to put good tape out there, and you've got a responsibility to go out and try and win. But, you know, I get the fan perspective, and I think from a front office perspective, the last thing you want to do is lose anybody important that then bleeds into 2026. You know, that's got
to
be...
Well, I'm to that point now. I'm to that point now, and I'm not interested in... And listen, I used to sit in that chair where I wanted to win every game, and I think it's important for Brian Schottenheimer to at least try and get this thing to 500. I think that's important. Now, the media guy in me who loves to draft, and I know you love to draft,
sure,
let me go as far up as that board as I can go and see what I can do there, because I'm just not interested going on a terrible grass field in Washington and putting a lot of players at risk there if I don't have to, you know. So, and then the next following week, and this is on a short week too, having to go and play this game.
Yeah.
And I'm not so much interested in going to, you know, to MetLife and kind of figuring that thing out at the end as well.
No, I mean, in our weekly show, the G-Bag Nation, 2-7 on the flagship, 105 through the fan, I kind of felt maybe the finale against the Giants, but I didn't envision anybody sitting a Christmas Day game, national TV, Netflix audience. You know, you'd go out there and try and get the victory.
But right.
I am concerned. I mean, both teams lost a lot. It's a physical game. You're going to lose players week to week. But at this point now, when really you're not playing for anything but pride, you hate to see players go down, and unlikely that you'll have Overshown. Probably not Flannoy then Thursday against the Commanders. Got this. Cowboys opponents have punted a total of 4 times this month.
Yeah.
13 touchdowns, 7 field goals is what the Cowboys have allowed through the month of December. 4 total punts
is
what they have forced. That is unbelievable. Congratulations to Dak Prescott, though. He does go over 4,000 yards passing for the second time in his career. The only other time was 2019.
He's been really good. Yeah, he's been really good.
Cowboys did not make the playoffs that year either,
yeah,
which certainly interesting. But, yeah, Dak was – I mean, the first half – both quarterbacks, and it helps when there's no pass rush, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
But both quarterbacks look sensational. Second half, a different story. All right, let's get to your calls and texts. We'll also hear from Brian Schottenheimer. We'll get Dak Prescott, Brad Sham, maybe Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider. 877-881-1053. Line up those Cowboys calls now. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast, for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.